home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk, right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.
Only on LA Talk Radio are you listening to the Max. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you listeners wherever you are. And happy July 13th. It is Sunday, July 13th, 11 o'clock here in New York City. And a big happy birthday to my grandmother, Letty. We were just tangoing our butts off with her at her birthday party. So happy birthday, Grandma Letty. Hi to Chelsea, who just sent me a text message. Sounds good. Good luck tonight. We will tune in once we get home. So they're there, Chelsea and her cousin Daniel. And by the way, you guys, we went to an amazing restaurant. You probably know it, Sushi Sambam, in New York on 7th Avenue. The best food. We had lunch there. Ended up staying there for like, shit, I don't know, quite a while, like 2 hours. Thank you, Sushi Sambam in New York. Here we go. Miss Universe today. Sam, if we can get Brian on the phone. I got so much to talk about tonight. But I know that Brian was watching Miss Universe. I'm like, I was out. I couldn't make it. And it was live in Vietnam. My good friend Don Trump Jr. was one of the judges. You know, his father is the man in charge of that. So, Sam, we can get Brian on the phone because I just got to talk to him real quick. It was so funny. Tonight it was hosted by Jerry Springer and Mel B. I hear Miss USA busts her ass, total to the Beyonce down the stairs or something. So I want to hear about that. Also, Amelia Vega. She was Miss Universe 2003. Good friend of mine, I want to say hi to her, AmeliaVega.net, check that out. AmeliaVega.net, check that out. It's going to be on my site.
Hello.
Suchi.com. Brian, tell me everything. Who is the Miss Universe 2008?
Miss Venezuela.
Miss, you know, Brian, I wanted it to be Miss Mexico. I thought she was really hot.
I thought that it was going to be, Miss Colombia. But
now,
question.
She messed up on her question, didn't she?
Oh, my God. My life is perfect. I wouldn't change a thing. Everybody would change something in their past.
Well, listen, I'm on to the max. So on Sunday nights at 11 o'clock, I'm not changing anything. But you know what, Brian? What happened to Miss USA?
She slipped. And then after she slipped, she got up and she clapped. And, oh, it was a gorgeous gown. But the slip, oh, and she still got like an 8.05, I think, Max.
Well, do you remember when Beyonce busted her ass down the stairs? Did you see that footage?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. Beyonce busts her ass down the stairs. It was all over YouTube. And then all of a sudden, it was a copyright infringement. They pulled it off YouTube. I was like, what? I can't wait to go on YouTube. Listen, it's so chic when someone falls and gets up gracefully. And I hear Miss USA did that. So I missed the footage, but I'm definitely going to check out NBC.com and click on Miss Universe to see who the winner is and go on YouTube to see Miss New York. Miss New York. Why am I calling her New York? Miss USA.
Yeah, so, Venezuela gave a killer answer. I'll tell you that right now.
What was her answer? Do you remember?
Yeah. The question was, you know, do you think men or women have it, you know, easier in life? And she basically said, you know, something like men go do it straight and women go zigzag and curl, and it was just very cute and with a lot of spunk, and she looked great in her yellow gown, so.
And she won a $120,000 crown. I say sell the crown and feed Venezuela. Give me a break. Like, what does she need a $120,000 crown for? She's going to be living in New York for free for the next year. Sell the crown, feed your people, and call it a day.
That's funny.
You know, and now she's got Nina shoes. I hear that Nina are the ones that donate the shoes. I say, instead of you keeping the shoes, you should donate them all to Venezuela so all those girls down there can run across the border in some fly Nina shoes.
Maybe she could sell the crown and give a little bit of the proceeds to Jerry Springer, because it looks like he really needs the money. We're saying America's Got Talent 20 million times during the whole show.
Listen, I got news for you. Jerry Springer, I think, is perfect for my mother. I wish they would get married. I think it would be the funniest thing if Jerry Springer and my mom got married. I always said that ever since he did the whole Dancing with the Stars or whatever he was hosting that, I was like, he's perfect for my mother.
Jerry Springer, he's, yeah, God. Oh,
so,
God.
Well, listen, Brian, I've got an astrologer coming on. So I have to get online with her, and I've got to tell all my guests, too, about everything that's happened. So thank you so much for keeping me informed, with letting me know that Miss Venezuela is Miss Universe 2008.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I'm going to have you back on the show because you're a very comical guy, and I want you to come on one night and just make everyone laugh because we need laughter.
It has to be a night where I'm not sick, but everybody needs laughter in their life.
And we're going to get it. So listen, have a great night, and I'm going to talk to you real soon.
Okay, Max, take it easy.
All right, good night. Everyone, listen, I got to tell you, I'm really sorry about Eduardo Zoll tonight. You know, Eduardo was supposed to be on the show. Unfortunately, you know, I'm in New York, so it's 11 o'clock. He's in L.A., it's 8 o'clock, and there was some miscommunication with whatever it was, and he got double booked, and he had to do some event tonight. He's going to be on the show, I promise you all. I'm sorry that I didn't tell you all. Eduardo Zoll from Extreme Makeover Home Edition on ABC will definitely be on To The Max. It's not like, you know, his picture's up there just because it's up there. We really did have him booked. Unfortunately, he got double booked. But he will be on To The Max, so it's not a problem. But you know what? I have this funky astrologer going to be calling in, so I'm really excited about that. But before she calls in, I got to tell you guys, congratulations again to Donald Trump and Miss Universe 2008 in Vietnam this year. So Roberto Cavalli was there, Mel B, Jerry Springer. And so here's the deal. I went to the Greenwich Polo match today. You can go on to GreenwichPoloClub.com. I met my fantastic friend there, Diane. She's runs the Canoan Island. Now, Canoan is spelled C-A-N-O-U-A-N. I'm sorry, I'm not going to spell anymore. You guys can find it all on my website after the show, which is maxtucci.com, maxtucci.com. You're going to find all the information. My dear friend Diane introduced me to a very cool girl, Allison Kelly. She works for a really cool marketing group. That deals with Asprey and the Greenwich Polo Club. And Nacho, he's one of the star polo players. He's going to be on the show coming up real soon. And I'm going to have Allison on. Diane, I love you. She represents Canoan. She represents Raffles Resort. Let me tell you, talk about luxury. You have never seen luxury until you've been to Raffles at the Canoan Islands in the Grenadines. My God, I cannot wait to go. My good friend Wesley, he is my good friend, Wesley Voltaggio. Now, Wesley Voltaggio has Arizona iced tea. So I want you all to check out drinkarizona.com. Drinkarizona.com. I always drinkarizona.com, and so should you. Why aren't you drinking Arizona.com? Everyone, drink Arizona. It's like the best thing in the whole world. And you can get the 99-cent cans, and no one can rip you off because they're stamped 99 cents. Now, listen, I have something really funky to tell you guys. What do I have funky to tell you? I have an amazing guest on later tonight, Ellen Stagg. We went to school together, amazing photographer. Check her website out, The Stagg. That's stagparty.com. I'm not going to spell anymore. But we're going to try to call my astrologer. The reason being is because if you try to call in to LA Talk Radio at our number, which is 818-602-4498, please unblock your numbers because we have a problem connecting you through and we want to know who's calling. So, again, the number to hear is 818-602-4498. Speaking of astrologers, I went to a tarot card reader in New York. Zena is the name of the building, the mother of Sylvia is what I should say. They're on 82 7th Avenue South. They're in New York. They're also in Cannes. I'll put all of her information on maxtucci.com. She did these tarot card readings and all these other things. It was pretty funky. She was pretty on with something. She told me to cancel a trip to Florida, which I did. She also told me to do other few things that I'm not going to tell you all because that was between me and Sylvia. But thank you, Sylvia, for doing that. And my friend Fiona, she got a psychic reading done. So I felt very appropriate for tonight to have my next guest on, who's an astrologer. She's a great girl. And we're trying to get her on the phone right now. Her name is Elizabeth. She's going to read my charts and everything.
Hi, thank you for calling. Oh, please leave a message and someone will get back to you.
We got to cancel that out. That's me. Well, that's my home voice
at the tone. After leaving your message, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
And I think we're back. So I think we just went to a little faulty thing going on. But anyhow, it was very interesting. You guys just heard my home voicemail. So we're trying to get Elizabeth on the phone. You know what? At this point, I don't fight fate. Life is what it is. Eduardo can't make it on the show tonight. Not a problem. We can't get Elizabeth on the phone. Not a problem. But you know what, guys? Gucci is celebrating their 70th year in Rome Tuesday. Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for them. They're going to be celebrating, join Gucci in celebrating their Cruise 2009 collection, their 70th anniversary, at their Via Condotti boutique in Rome. So congratulations to Gucci and 70 years in one location. You know, my family had Delmonico's from 1927 to 1987. So we had the restaurant for 60 years. Now, the thing is that I'm going to have Sam to try calling that number again so that we can get Elizabeth on the line and rock and roll. We're going to dial the number right now. It's going to ring, and it's going to sound like it's ringing because it's ringing. So there we go. And I hear a nice reverb.
But we're on the control.
Do I have Elizabeth on the phone?
Yes. Hello. How are you, Max?
I am so glad to finally get you on my show. You know, Elizabeth, everyone, is an astrologer. So why don't you explain to my listeners on To The Max at LATalkRadio.com what an astrologer really is?
An astrologer is somebody who reads the way that the planets were situated the minute you were born.
Okay.
Actually, down to the second. And those planets stay that way for your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they show people, and you can read exactly how you are, and your tendencies, your traits, your talents, everything is in your chart.
Everything. Now, I know you've been doing a little work, and I know that you've been doing one of my charts, so I was wondering if we even have my chart up.
Yes, I do have your chart up. It's right here in front of me.
Now, you do charts, like, the way you do charts, everyone, it's very, very detailed how Elizabeth does charts. You know, it's not like the simple thing, because you can go online and try to get birth charts and everything. It's not that at all. Elizabeth does very detailed charts. Charts. I can't speak tonight. But
yeah.
She does these really detailed charts. She has a lot of books. She's been studying astrology for a long time. She's diving into it. And you know what? I'm going to have her on my show often. So, actually, I think next week we're going to have you on, Elizabeth. And if you want to have your chart read, feel free to call in 818-602-4498. And you know what, the most important thing, I think you're going to agree with me, Elizabeth, is we need your time of date, right? Your time
exactly.
That you were born. Your birth time.
Yes, you need it. If you don't have it, you can still get your chart done. It's just not going to be like as amazingly precise as it would be if you had the time and place, or, you know, precisely.
Okay, so let's dive into the intricate chart that you came up for me. I'm born on Valentine's Day, everybody, 1979, at 10:41 a.m. in New York Hospital, New York. Elizabeth, take it away.
Okay, Max, you are crazy. We can see that right away. No, I'm just kidding. But right away, we can see you have a lot of Aquarius energy in your chart. I'm sure a lot of the listeners are not really familiar with how astrology works, but basically you take the time, you take the date, you take the place, you concoct it, you can pretty much do it on a computer, and you know, people used to hand do it, but we don't need to do that anymore. And what it
but
does,
I know,
you
but,
realize,
but Elizabeth, don't you still hand do it, so it's pretty cool, and then you have all your books so you read. So everyone, Elizabeth is really special because she does everything the way it's really supposed to be done. So continue, take it away.
right away we can see that your rising sign is Taurus, which means when you took your first moment of breath, Taurus was the sign coming up on the ascendant, basically on the horizon. It means that the way you show yourself to the world will be very Taurus-like. So actually, it's kind
and
of...
And what are some characteristics of a Taurus?
Tauruses are very sensual. They're very in touch with their five senses. So basically, like, anything that smells really good or smells really bad or feels good or doesn't, like, you're very sensitive to that. So you will probably make that very known also, like, in your everyday. Like, they're also very charming. They're pretty good at, like, walking into a place where they don't know anybody and just basically being very comfortable.
And you know what? I totally walked into Sam. I didn't even walk into it. We were via internet. And back then, we were BBS Talk Radio, and now we're LA Talk Radio. And I have, like, no problem communicating to the whole world because that's who listens to us. You know, we're an international radio show, and we're going to be on the new Phoenix Wi-Fi system. I got to plug that. So it's really cool, and you're so dead on with that because I have no problem with communication at all.
You have actually, I can see, because what we also do is we look at the way the planets are affecting you now, and we can pretty much see that you definitely have a lot going on, and it's pretty much only going to get better for you. You have a sun in the 10th house, which means You enjoy positions of leadership. You take initiative very, very easily. You have Mars conjuncting that, which helps you immensely. I mean, you already have that energy, but you have Mars attached to it, which just makes it even greater. Then you have Mercury conjuncting all of that, which means they're all sitting together in your 10th house. That's the house of broadcasting, and you're pretty much doing exactly what you're meant to do. Like, you are just meant to be, like, appealing to masses of people through communication, and your energy and who you are is going to come through as well in a very Aquarian way, a very New Age way, like, just far out, like, unique, definitely very unique energy.
Well, you know what? I try to be unique as possible with still having chivalry. So on that note, now tell me, you were going to do something else, and I said, I don't want to hear about it, just do the chart, and when I talk to you tonight on To The Max on LA Talk Radio, you can tell me everything. So there was something that you were going to do with, were they ascending? I don't remember exactly what the terminology was, but what was it that you were going
to do? Yeah, we'll stick around. There's so much to astrology, but what was I looking at? Oh, I was looking at Pluto, which is now transiting your 8th house. That should signify some sort of transformation with your money, with other people's money, sex issues, tax issues. Like, you're definitely going through changes in that. Like, you might be charging a lot of things on credit cards right now, you know, like other people's money.
And you know what? I'm so not, but you're dead on with the other people's money. Now, the thing is, you got to realize, astrology is not a psychic. You're not a psychic.
Right.
So, you know, when you're telling me things, you're just reading what's in the chart. You're not, like, you know, saying this is exactly what's happening. You're not a psychic, or maybe you have psychic abilities, but the thing is, you're dead on with the fact of other money, because, you know, I'm going to be opening my family's restaurant, Delmonico's, again, and we're so working with investors and getting their money into our restaurant. So you're so dead on with that. And, you know, tell me.
The thing about astrology is it gives you, like, there are certain, like the planets and the signs, they stand for certain things. So you have to kind of figure out, it's like a puzzle, but it's usually right on. I mean, the planets and the signs can stand for different things, but it's not going to mean that every single thing that the planet stands for is happening in your life. It sometimes will just grab one section of that. So that's why you can get that sometimes where it's not exact. You know, you just have to figure out. That's why the best thing you can do when you are dealing with an astrologer is to open up a little so that you can give them feedback so they can take what you've given them and go further down that line. Do you know what I mean? Like, rather than sitting here jumping around, oh, I may have to do this or this or this, but it would have to do with one of those aspects of that planet or sign.
Right. The line that I want to go down right now is Saturn's return, because I'm 29 years old, and I know Saturn's return is between 28 and 30. What's going on with my life in Saturn's fucking return?
Oh, my God. Saturn's return is like the best. It's the worst and best time of your life. It's basically your initiation into adulthood, and anything that you haven't done responsibly, Saturn is back to tell you 29 years later, because it takes 29 years to go around your chart. It'll come back and say, hey, what have you done? Have you grown up? And if you didn't, it's basically going to make you. So you have Saturn in your house of creativity, which is really great because you're basically having to learn how to use your creativity and learn to have fun, which is very easy. It's a very easy Saturn return for you. I mean, it may not feel that easy, but I told you before, it's probably one of the best houses to have it in. Right after it hits your Saturn, which is probably just going to be once from the looks of it. Sometimes it goes retrograde and then back over it, which makes it a little more, you know, a little longer, but I think it's only going to go over your Saturn once, and then it goes right onto your North Node, which is a very, very good luck time. You're going to basically be strengthening your soul's purpose, and your spiritual purpose is going to be just strengthened. So it's going to be really good.
So let's talk about this, because, you know, I'm working right now with LA Talk Radio, and this is my show every Sunday night at 11 o'clock. I'm plugging it again. And also, I've been told, and I'm going to be working with Daryl Dawkins. We're supposed to do a cooking show together. Then there's a few other production companies that we're going to be doing reality TV shows with together. Then I have my uncle's restaurant, San Domenico, that's going to be reopening. So I'm going to be working with San Domenico Events and reopening
this
that restaurant.
All that. And yes, and you have Mars, by the way, which is hanging out right there in front of Saturn. So your Mars is actually going to trigger it first, giving you a lot of energy, and then Saturn is going to come to stabilize it and give you just stability and really just put down your roots, and it's going to be just an excellent time for you. I can already tell because you have a bunch of planets at the top of your chart, and you have, it's kind of a little confusing. I don't want to get listeners confused, but you have a lot of planets touching your 10th house, which means you're going to have pretty big things happening in your career very soon. It's definitely just, in fact, when Jupiter, you have three planets that are transiting your 10th house right now, meaning that they're kind of hanging out, making things happen, or making things about to happen, actually, in your, that have to do with this broadcasting and this whole, like, kind of public way that you are in your work. You have Jupiter coming up on that. When Jupiter comes up on that, it's going to just, Jupiter is the biggest planet. It brings expansion to everything. It brings optimism, good luck, joy. So when Jupiter hits up there by pretty much by the end of the, you know, by the end, remaining of this year, but definitely by the end of the year, you're just going to see a lot of things are going to start happening. It's going to be really exciting.
Now, listen, I just got a text message. A friend of mine who's listening is like, ask Elizabeth if, you know, you're going to do his chart sometime. My friend Paul is out there listening. Thanks for listening, Paul. He wants to know, ask her when I'm going to find a date. He's looking for a girlfriend. We're going to find him a girlfriend. That's not an issue. I have some girls lined up. But can you pinpoint when people are going to get married or have babies? Is that in their charts as well?
Yes, it is. It is. Those are, you can see that in a regular chart with transits, but we do other, lots of other charts. Like we do a solar return chart, which is basically every year on your birthday, when the sun comes back to where it was when you're born, we concoct a chart for that exact moment, and it can predict a lot of things for the upcoming year. You know, love could be one of them. Another thing we do is we look at the midpoint between your sun and your moon sign, and whenever that's triggered is a pretty good time when a significant relationship might start. But if you did have something like Venus transiting your 12th house right now, you might not be very lucky in love. It might just be a time where love is, if you do have love, it might be kind of secretive or undercover.
That's not in my chart, right?
let me see where Venus is right now. I'll tell you what's happening. Venus is in your third house. So you are just feeling love towards your neighbors, your siblings, which I don't know if that's true, but you should be, and your neighbors, yes, siblings, communication.
I say love them all. Fuck them all and marry none. No, I'm kidding. That's what Jim Barnes says. But you know what? I really love the whole astrology. I love charts. You know, I'm an Aquarius. And, you know, I don't want it to get everyone, you know, it's what it is. It's a fantastic, fun thing. I think a lot of people should get into it, but you know, it's a fun light. It's not demonic. People think it's like, ooh, spooky and demonic. There's nothing
I know.
Wrong. And, you know, people get skewed because, you know, religions turn things into negativity. But astrology, listen, it dates back to billions of years ago. I know it sounds odd, but, and it's probably not billions, but millions, but whatever. You know what, since the first star was in existence, and that's when astrology was created. So, God created astrology. It's a good thing, people. So,
astrology, like,
tell me, what do you want to say?
I just want to say that, like, astrology is so amazing. Like, it's like somebody giving you the roadmap of your soul and, like, basically the directions on how to live your life. And, like, people don't utilize it, and it is amazing. Like, I've made so many people turn from, like, being so depressed about their life to, like, just showing them that this is what they need to go through. Like, it shows you your karma, like, what you have to deal with in this lifetime right now. And it's only positive. It really, it's just a guideline. It's really amazing.
No, it's great. And you know what? I'm so looking forward. I'm going to have you on. We're going to plan a date. I'm going to have you on for a full hour. We're going to have callers call in to get their charts read. And when you call in, I'm letting you all right now, call in, have your birth date, your time, and your location. Those are the three key things that are really important to finding out your chart. So, Elizabeth.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I really think you should have your own show on LA Talk Radio. I'm going to talk to Sam after and find out if we can find a slot for you, because you would be a great hit. You've got such a wonderful personality. You have such a positive energy. I love being around you. We hung out today. It was a lot of fun. And thank you for doing my chart. I really want to thank you. I have another guest coming on, so I'm going to have to say goodnight. But from what you told me, I'm so looking forward to going more in depth with you and my charts. So everyone, Elizabeth, rock on. You guys, if you want to talk to Elizabeth, you can email me, Max, max@maxtucci.com. You can go on my website, maxtucci.com, contact me, and I will forward all your information to Elizabeth. And get her now, because in the near future, she's going to be charging. So try to get her while she's still free.
thank you, Max, so much.
Thank you, and have a great night. And don't leave, because I want to go into more depth with my chart, okay?
Absolutely, yes.
So I'm going to see you after the show, and everyone, I'm going to tell you next week what's going on. Elizabeth, have a great night.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, you guys, I got to tell you, last week was my first vacation from LA Talk Radio. Sorry I wasn't here, but we did have the show with Sharon Agati, my favorite Sharon Agati. So you heard that show again. And how cool is the chart that we just had read for me? All right. I'm going to find out more stuff about that. But Paul is out there listening. Thank you, Paul, for listening to the Max and LA Talk Radio. And again, guys, I'm drinking it right now, Arizona iced tea. I don't know why you're not. Go get your bottles. Go get your cans, Arizona iced tea. So I want to say hi. I hung out last week with my friend Michael Antonori with and he we were – where were we? We were at High Bar, which is a funky place. His friend Patrick has a little party there on Tuesday nights at High Bar. Great, great time. And we had a fun time at High Bar. And then on Sunday night, when I was supposed to be doing To The Max, my dear friend Paola and Corey got married. Fantastic, fun wedding. My sister caught the bouquet. Her boyfriend caught the garter belt, and they're not getting married. So guess what? I guess that's there's no truth to that. So girls, go catch your bouquets. Guys, go catch your garter belts and make out, whatever. But Paola and Corey, congratulations. Much love to you guys. I know you're on your honeymoon right now. Rock on. But that night, Sunday night, when I was supposed to be on To The Max, I was actually at the Thompson Hotel. And they have a great outdoor terrace there. I had a lot of fun. And then Tuesday night, I went to High Bar. Great night. And then we hung out afterwards with Alan Cummings. Cool guy. And I met the cool girl, Sharon from London. I wish I knew more about you. I know you're a singer. Not my Sharon. Another Sharon from London. If you're listening to The Max, go online, latalkradio.com. Email us. I've got to find you. I want you on the show. So, Patrick, thank you again for having us at High Bar. I look forward to being out there again. Fun outdoor place in New York. Love New York during the summer. It's so great. The Hamptons are overrated. High Bar is fantastic. I'm going to give you guys the Take 5 Lotto number in New York, 23, 14, 16, 328. Just saw it on Channel 7 Eyewitness News because I get to do whatever I want with LA Talk Radio. I could be in the studio in LA. I could be at my house in Connecticut. I could be in the studio in New York. I could be in Italy, and that's where I'm going in August. I will be in Italy the whole month of August. So I might have to do some pre-taped shows, but I'm going to have great shows. I'm going to have like Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. I'm going to have Emily Proctor from CSI Miami. I'm going to have, oh my God, I'm going to have Elizabeth on again. I'm going to have Varsity Fan Club on again. That was a major show when they called. Thank you guys for supporting To The Max with Varsity Fan Club. Cool, 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 cool show. So many technical difficulties, straighten them all out. And I got to say to Allison Kelly today, that I met her today, please, I just want one Asprey saddle pad. That's it. They're the best, you guys. Go support Asprey. They have a funky collection coming out. She's leaving for London, and she's going to go do a preview of their winter collection, and I just want one saddle pad. So, Sam, if you can we get Ellen Stagg on the line? I cannot wait to talk to her. I've known her for years. We went to school together. She was one of my models in one of my first fashion shows during high school. I did this huge, crazy collection with like 98 pieces, and I'm like, Ellen Stagg, you are so beautiful. I want you in my show. We've been friends ever since. And ever since I saw Ellen work in the darkroom, I was like, this girl is going to be mad famous. And let's just talk about how famous Ellen Stagg is, because she's done some amazing photo shoots. I want to get in studio with her. I'm like, Ellen, I want you to shoot me, because you are so amazing. She shot like Moby. She shot Scarlett Johansson.
Hello.
And we have Ellen Stagg on the line right now. How are you, Ellen? And welcome to The Max.
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm so well. I was just telling all my listeners how we went to school together years ago.
Yes, we did.
And I was like, Ellen and I were drawn together. I was like, ever since I saw in the dark room, I was like, she's going to be totally, totally famous. And not only that, but she's going to totally rock photography. And then I was like, and by the way, I'm going to be a fashion designer, so do you want to be in one of my fashion shows? But you know what? We have a call. So let me take this call in real quick. Sam, you could patch it through. And then we're going to continue my interview with Ellen. And Ellen, I'm like on your website, which is fantastic. Everyone, go on it. It's thestagparty.com. That's stag with two G's, double G. And do I have my caller on the line right now? Hello?
Who, me?
I have another caller, I think.
Oh.
But I guess not. Oh, well, we had a caller, but we lost them. You see, Ellen, you're already having people call in and talk to you. But anyway, so now I want you to tell how would you describe your photography? Because it's so unique. You have so many different facets. And how would you describe yourself as a photographer?
Well, the stagparty.com is more my commercial work, and it's from fashion, celebrities, and advertising. The one thing that I like the most is working with color and bright colors, and I like photographing people, and I like making them look sexy but obtainable and fun and carefree, and I think
you do. I love your photography. And you know, I also know that that you're gonna be doing a book, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to trying to raise money to self-publish a book of the stuff that's more my blog-related work, which the stagparty.com is more my commercial work, and then the blog is Stag Street, and that's more my erotic work.
I love your erotic work. I own one of your erotic work pictures. I bought it. Tell everyone, because you can buy your photography, so do you want to tell everyone you can buy your photography?
Yeah, you can buy prints on stagstreet.com. There's a shopping cart in the right-hand column. And if there are prints there that you want something else that's not on for sale in that print section, in the shopping cart section, that they can email me at my email address and tell me a print that they liked of somebody else, and I'm totally interested in signing it and sending it off to them.
And I have one signed, and I love it. And I really do. I just love your work. And since back in the high school days, I'm like, I freaking love all of Ellen's work. And the picture, I got to tell you my favorite picture. It's when you're depicting you're Mary and your friend is Jesus. That is one of my most famous, it's a famous sculpture. And
yeah, it's Michelangelo's Pieta.
Exactly. And it's one of my most favorite pictures of yours. And I was like, oh my God, I need to have that like 8 feet by 10 feet because it's so amazing. It's one of my favorite pictures. Now you're doing right now your book. So your book is going to be a collective work. What is your book going to exactly be?
It would just be a coffee table photo book of work from my blog and other stuff that you haven't seen on the blog yet. Because I've shot like a lot of work, and I only show a very small percentage of it on the blog.
Right. And now, speaking of your blog, you had some major controversy going on. You took the fucking coolest pictures of a couple. It was a black girl and a white guy, and they played George Bush and Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
And they were totally having sex, doing their thing, and that was like such a fantastic series of pictures.
Thank you. Yeah, I posted that on New Year's, basically stating that I'm excited for them to be in office for only one more year.
Now, what inspired you to do such a crazy, awesome shoot like that?
I wanted to do it years ago, but I couldn't find the right couple to do it. It was kind of like when Condoleezza took over for Colin Powell. I just kept watching her on the news, and I was like, why would this woman ever take this job? Like, why is she pretty much like answering everything for everybody else, and she just looked so cold and miserable. And I was like, it would be so funny to see like behind the scenes of Bush and Condoleezza really had this romantic thing going on.
and you
know that she's almost more in control than he is. And so then it took me years to find the right couple that was willing to do it and interested in doing it. And I found, I think, the perfect couple, and we totally shot it.
And now,
took me a year to post it.
Where can those pictures be seen?
Just on my blog.
Which is?
Stagstreet.com.
Stagstreet.com.
Yeah.
STAGG Street.com. Yep. Okay, stagstreet.com. Check that out, guys. I promise you, your eyes will be like, what? And your mind will not know what to think, and then you're going to fall in love with Ellen's photography. But so what's in the future for you? What's going on besides your book that you're working on now? Are you working with any cool celebrities that listeners would find really cool?
The most recent celebrities I shot was like Fat Joe and Natalie Martinez and Melissa Jimenez. Melissa Jimenez is a R&B girl. I shot Nina Sky and Youngberg, rapper. Otherwise, I'm heading to LA on Thursday because I found a documentary guy, Joe Swanberg, who's an independent filmmaker.
Does he have a website? What's his website?
Joe Swanberg.com.
Okay.
There's a link to it on my blog also, but right. he is interested in documenting my shoots for my blog, so he's coming with me to L.A. for a week, and we're doing videoing my entire shoots, so it should be really exciting.
Well, I think that we're going to be in L.A. at the same time, because I'm going out there, I think the 18th, because I have to go, and I'm going to actually be in our studio at L.A. Talk Radio for the first time ever. I know it sounds so weird. But I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to be having, like, my friends from CSI Miami on. I would love for you to come, because you've never done a photo shoot of me. I think I've done one of you back in the day, a long time ago.
Yeah, back in high school.
Oh, my God, that's right. You were my slideshow. That was, like, the best thing I ever done in my life.
Me and your sister.
And you were good and evil, and evil kills good, then they become, and then, do you remember all that controversy? I was promoting lesbianism. Do you remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
And I was like 15. Funny. I was like, I just want to have a fly photo shoot. But so I would love for you. Yeah, I know we were supposed to do a shoot a long time ago on the front steps of Delmonico's with my sister and I. But, you know, I'm actually going to be opening up the restaurant in Connecticut, my first one in 2010. So I definitely want to have you. You know, we're going to do a whole press thing. So I think it would be so fly to have you shoot my sister and I, like, in the ultra-uber snottiness of life that Delmonico's has given to us, and do a fly shoot, because you're one of my favorite photographers. In fact, so that I spoke to a friend of mine, Beth Bolt, who's a photographer. She discovered Naomi Campbell. I put her on your website. She's like, oh, my God, I'm in fucking love with Ellen Stagg. I'm like, I know. And she's like, I've got to meet her. She's like,
thank you.
She's dying to meet you, so we got to make that happen.
Cool.
But so now you're off to LA, and you have this guy who's going to be doing a documentary, Joe Swanberg.
Yes. He also is an independent filmmaker who's in the whole mumblecore scene. So
it's we got to have him on the show, because that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I would love to promote.
He actually has a television show on IFC.com, a webisode show there, which is really good, called Young American Bodies, too.
Right. Now, listen, I want to talk more about your photography real quick. Now, I know, because I know we have that connection from high school going back, but what really inspired you to do photography?
Well, I was pretty much an artist since the moment, I guess, I came out of my mom's womb. And then when I found photography when I was 16, I just totally fell in love. And I just feel like it was something that made the most sense with me, because I always drew or painted or sculpted, but for photography, it just, I understood light and colors, and I watched way too much TV as a kid and, like, looked at, like, just two-dimensional images and just got really into it, and I've loved it since I was 16.
And it shows. School.
Thank you. And then I went to SVA to get my BFA in it, and which is my bachelor's, and then I've been doing it ever since.
Now, and your work has been featured in a lot of magazines. What are some off the top of your head?
Vibe, ID, Life.
Yeah, hello. You see, everyone, she's the real deal. But now, who are your, like, do you have any icons that you really admire that are photographers?
I mean, obviously, Helmut Newton. I mean, I just think he's the most amazing of the amazing.
Well, you're more than welcome to come over anytime. I bought his book, the Sumu book.
Oh, I love that book.
I have it sitting right here in front of me right now. It's one of my favorite books. And I want to see Ellen Stagg's book right next to it on a Philip Stark stand.
Let's make it happen. Yeah, I've been talking to a couple of publishers, but I'd prefer to self-publish, because the one publisher I talked to, they really wanted to take control, and I feel like I want it to look a certain way.
Right.
And their aesthetic wasn't what I was interested in.
Well, you know what? I had this fantastic actor. You should actually shoot him when you're in L.A. He's a good friend of mine, Christian Oliver. He's not a good friend of mine, but I had him on the show, and he will be a good friend of mine when I actually meet him in person. But when he was on, he was in the movie Speed Racer, and I was like, listen, if anyone wants to help, you know, Christian Oliver, you know, with his production company, call in. And if anyone wants to help Ellen Stagg publish her book, or you want to fund her to be the creative and ingenious person that she is, go to maxtucci.com, email me, and let's get you and Ellen connected so that you guys can admire her as much as I do and get her to where she should be, which is total, total stardom, because I really think you're that amazing.
Thank you.
So now you do LA, and then do you have any international shoots planned for you? Because, like, the way you're speaking, I, like, totally vision, like, you in Tokyo just going crazy.
I would love to go to Tokyo, but at the moment, no, I don't have anything planned. But yeah, it's just pretty much back and forth from New York to LA that I've been doing a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. And now you also, are you inspired by pinup girls? Because I kind of see a lot of that influence in some of your photos.
Yeah, I am inspired by pinup type stuff, but I feel like more of the erotic work I do is more inspired from fashion.
Okay.
I try to photograph, even though a lot of the times the girls end up naked and there's no fashion involved, I still try to think more along the lines of fashion-type compositions than just, like, pin-up type compositions. Sorry, my cat is running around like crazy and it's kind of distracting.
What's your cat's name?
Mushu Bork.
No.
She's literally running back and forth like a lunatic, and it's very distracting.
That's so
usually
funny.
She sleeps the entire day away, but of course she has to be wide awake during this.
Of course, our interview. Well, that's very funny. So so you were saying about your art.
Pin-up photography.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, if anything, I do love a lot of old pinup work, but some of the more modern pinup stuff I think gets a little too kitschy or a little too shiny looking. But like Olivia, the pinup artist, I think is fantastic, and she still does stuff. She actually did a painting of my friend Justine Jolie, which I think was gorgeous and was printed in Playboy magazine.
Fantastic. Now, who is your favorite, like, who's your inspiration? Like, who did you really enjoy shooting?
Justine Jolie is one of my favorite muses by far. She's a penthouse pet and a girl-on-girl porn star. But she, like, doesn't look like, she doesn't have fake lips or fake boobs or
she's all natural
hair. I mean, she dyes her hair red, but otherwise she's pretty natural, and she has that red hair and the pale skin, and she just knows.
Is she consistent with her dyeing of the hair?
Yes. Yeah.
Do the drapes match the rug?
The rug is pretty much a hardwood floor at this moment.
All right. Well, listen, whatever it is, I know that you capture in its glory, right?
Yes.
So we got to have her on.
She's incredible, and she's just, like, so much fun to hang out with. And really,
well, I know, if we had her on to the max, that Sam, who's my engineer in Los Angeles, he has a show, too, on the morning, he would just die, because I know that he'd be so into having her on this show. So we got to try to make that happen soon and promote her and everything that she's doing. But so tell me, Ellen, what else is going on for you in general? Like, how are you? How's everything? I haven't spoken to in a while.
I've been throwing myself into my work a lot because I've been getting a lot of press for it, and a lot of good stuff is coming up. There's this magazine out of Philly called Living Proof that I have a big article coming out in August, which I'm really excited about. So, yeah, it's been very work-oriented right now. And
good. And it's 11:45 and you're doing press onto the max. So
exactly.
I hear you. I know where you're going. It's you know what? But you will definitely bear the fruits of your labor. So
yes.
I know for a fact.
But it's
that
also been hard because the weather is so beautiful here in Brooklyn, and there's so much fun things to do out in Brooklyn. And I have a backyard and I have a bike, and it's just nice to, like, have fun in the city.
Well, what are some of your favorite places in Brooklyn? Tell my listeners, because Brooklyn's a very cool place, too.
I live in Greenpoint, which is right next to Williamsburg, and everybody knows Williamsburg is the new trendy place to be.
Right.
But there's, like, tons of bars and beautiful restaurants and this great big park called McCarran Park out here that has, like, free shows on Sundays and just art craft fairs and just really good, like, local fun stuff to do.
Do you have any favorite restaurants?
My favorite one in Brooklyn is actually this little place called Jimmy's Diner, which is soul food, and they make the best fried chicken and waffles.
I love soul food. So we're going to have to go to Jimmy's Diner. Where in Brooklyn are they?
They're on Union between 11th, North 11th and North 12th.
Well, I'm going to come to Brooklyn.
Yeah, you should come. They're
just
really
for Jimmy's.
Teeny tiny, but they have deep-fried deviled eggs. They're amazing.
You know, My friend Janice Combs, Puffy's mom, she used to have a place called Mama Duke's in Brooklyn. I don't know if it was by Junior's Cheesecake.
Okay. Yeah.
And she threw out the meanest fried chicken. Her food was so amazing. And I used to drive into Brooklyn just for the food. I think I got so fat going over that bridge. But it was so worth it.
I try to go to Jimmy's maybe once a month, twice a month. But, like, whenever I have shoots in my apartment, all my clients always want to order and get delivery from there.
Well, speaking of
anywhere else.
Speaking of shoots, I definitely want to arrange a shoot with you because I would love to see what you would do with me. And I think that your eye is just so impeccable in photography. So I want to do a shoot with you.
Thank you. Yeah.
So we've got to figure that out. But we're also going to go to Jimmy's. So we can do Jimmy's after the shoot so that I'm not all fat during the shoot.
Yeah, you'll kind of want to take a big nap afterwards. You can nap in the park afterwards.
You get the itis, right? It's like push away the food, bring in the sofa. You know, I was in Tennessee not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and I went to Dollywood. You have to go there and
I would love to go there.
Let me tell you, it would be the perfect backdrop for a lot of your pictures, right?
I bet.
And the problem with me and Dollywood was the lines were longer for the funnel cake than they were for the rides. And then I was like, I was there with my friend Sybil, Casey, and Phoenix. I was like, do you think we should get one of these funnel cakes? And you just couldn't wait. Like, the lines were so long. So I'm like, I'm sure that's Jimmy's, right? Because they're so small and they have lines around the corner.
Totally. Yeah, there's a fair going on right now in Brooklyn, and we walked through it last night. And I just kept seeing Zeppelin's, the fried dough everywhere. I was like, get me out of here. And my girlfriends ended up getting deep fried Oreos. They were amazing.
You know, I had a deep fried Twinkie when I was in Tennessee. Oh my God, it was so good. Yeah, and deep fried Snickers. And it's just like, I came home and I was like, I need to go to the gym for 3 weeks. But it was really funny. So I had a really cool girl on tonight. She was an astrologer. Are you into astrology?
Oh, totally, yeah.
We got to have her do your chart. She's really, really good.
Yeah, so. I go to my astrologer, my chart reader in the summer, and I have a psychic for the winter.
Who's your psychic? I would love to have your psychic on the show.
My psychic, this guy Asa, he's incredible, and he gets all his people word of mouth. But he's, so good.
Is he? I went to one in the city last week on 7th Avenue right across from Sushi Samba. Uh-huh. And she was good. She nailed some things right on it. It's, like, incredible how they get so, intuitive and how they really center in on you.
Totally. Yeah, but he's mostly in Florida, but he comes up, like, 1 week a month to read for people here in New York. And, like, the minute he steps off the plane, people are just booking him every single second that he's here.
Where in Florida is he?
I can't remember.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
If people want to find out, you can email me at max@maxtucci.com, or you can email Ellen if you want to get his information. So, Ellen, your website again, can you plug it one more time?
It's my commercial site is thestagparty.com with 2 G's, and my blog is stagstreet.com with 2 G's also.
So it's
my last name.
stagstreet.com. I got into trouble. Not trouble, but someone called. They're like, please don't spell on your radio show because we can just go on your site and get it. And I'm like, all right, so what's my site? And they're like, what's your site? I'm like, maxtucci.com. And they go, how do you spell Tucci? I was like, you know what? I give up. T-U-C-C-I. So everyone, you can go on maxtucci.com to get Ellen's information as well. And Ellen, I'm so looking forward. Hopefully we can get together while we're in L.A.,
Totally.
And thank you so much for coming on to the Max and promoting yourself. I look forward to getting your book because when I bought your photo, you were saying that if you buy the photos, you can get one of the first copies signed. So people buy Ellen's photos. Is that all?
The first 100 people to buy prints will get a copy of the book for free. So I have sold very few prints to get to that point, but once I sell the first 100 prints, then I'll be publishing my book and sending them out to everybody.
And you can get her prints. Are you through PayPal? How can people pay for them?
Yeah, through PayPal.
So it's really simple. You guys go buy her photography, support Ellen, damn it, because I need that fucking book right next to my Helmut Newton book. And the only way it's going to happen is if everyone supports her like I do here at To The Max. And I think everyone out there, if you're listening, go on her sites, support her, because she's really something that this world needs. You need to be talked about like Helmut Newton is when we were in school. And I think you will. You're definitely on the right track. I know. You see, this is where my psychic ability comes in. I know so. So I look forward. And I just got a text message. It's so funny because when I'm live on the air, people text me. They're like, oh, blah, blah.
Yeah, all my girlfriends are texting me right now, and they're like, we're listening to you. You rock.
Right? And I just got a text message. A friend of mine is like, can you please tell Ellen that I want to be her assistant? Please, please, please. And then another one is like,
I have a lot of friends who want to be my assistant.
I can imagine. And then I got
it's
it.
Kind of good. I get a lot of my guy friends to be free assistants just to hang out with my hot models.
Right? And then I was like, and then I just got another text message. Someone is like, I just saw her website and I jerked off. I'm like, you're cracking.
I'm glad it moved you.
Exactly. So my listeners are already on your pages jerking off to your pictures. That's so funny. But I knew this show was going to get X-rated at one point. I didn't know at which, but I'm glad it's 50 minutes into the show because we were at one shot. It's like, I have advertisers that are probably like, oh God, why are we advertising on this page? And it's because I get so many listeners at LATalkRadio.com. So Ellen, I'm going to have to say goodnight to you because my show is almost coming to an end. And to all anyone in particular you want to say hi to that's been text messaging?
Well, hi to all the people who are going on to my blog, and hi to all my beautiful models, because I know a couple of them are listening right now.
Yes, hi to all of you. Hello, Ariel. You can call in and be on the show anytime, because I know Ellen's models are always beautiful. So, well, thank you so much. Tell who else? I'm here. Who else?
Oh, no, I think that's it. But I can't wait to see you when we're in LA together. So be cool.
Absolutely. And if LA doesn't work out, I'm going to be in Italy, so I don't know if you have some free time, which you probably don't, but if you want to hop over to Italy, you're always more than welcome. I have a home in Florence.
I have to look into my frequent flyer miles before I
listen,
even think about it.
Florence, Italy, rock and roll, you know? It's like Delta flies there direct now from JFK to Pisa, so.
It's perfect.
Rock and roll. But thank you so much, Ellen Stagg, famous photographer on To The Max and LA Talk Radio. And listen, at any point when you have anything new that you want to talk about, you are always more than welcome to be a guest on my show and promote it and plug it, because that's what I'm here for.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, have a great night. And I know I'm going to get a bunch of emails about your photography, and I'm going to say the positions have all been filled. She does not need an assistant, but thank you for asking.
So, I don't need an assistant, but I do need people to buy prints. So
you do need people to buy prints. The prints, guys, I own when it's signed, and the first 100 people get a book when it's complete. So, guys, get on it. Girls, get on it, too.
Yes.
So, Ellen, and I'm going to work. No, no. Why? Fuck them all and marry none. That's what my barn manager said. So, rock and roll. Thank you so much. Ellen Stagg, everyone, live on To The Max. To all of Ellen's friends for tuning in tonight, thank you so much. Big shout out to all y'all right now. And, Ellen, I'm going to talk to you this weekend. Maybe let's figure out L.A.
Perfect.
All right, have a great night.
You too.
Good night.
Bye.
So everyone, that was Ellen Stagg, rock and roll, ELLENSTAGG. Check her out, Google her, find her, love her, adore her, Christian Dior her, give her, buy her prints so the book can get published. I promise you guys, she's an amazing photographer, and I'm so honored and glad to know her and be able to call her my friend, Ellen Stagg, rock and roll. And to all you fucking hot fly models that she shoots, you're more than welcome to be a guest on To The Max anytime, any of you. You do porn, we want you. You do politics, we want you. You do porn and politics together, we want you here on To The Max at LA Talk Radio. Now, everyone, I got to tell you real quick. I went to a fantastic little place. I was so hungry the other day. Went to the city, Barbosa, fantastic, great food, 232 Elizabeth Street. I had a fantastic frittata, ate my heart out, it was delicious. And then just bullshitted around for a while and had a great time. And everyone, my friend, my great friend, Amber Lynn, is rocking and rolling. She's got Ripcords, which is a dramatic new musical about post-World War II in the 1950s. It is going to be coming to the Fringe New York City Festival. Check out nytheater.com. Support Amber Lynn. She's going to be on the show. And of course, Amber Lynn is the author. Andy Cohen did all the music for the show. Two amazing people. A friend of mine, Danny, is going to be working with them. So we're really, really excited for them. Sam, are we getting any callers? Because I'm trying to get one in. I know that the lines are going. So if we can try to get whoever's been trying to call in on the line, I think I have Stacy trying to call in because Stacy's going to call, you know, Stacy Angela, everyone, StacyAngela.com. She's going to be talking about the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, which is in Miami. And we got to talk about that. So we can't take block calls. If your number is blocked, everyone, if your number is blocked, please, 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 please don't call with a block number. But Stacy, we're going to be calling you. So hang on the line 1 second. You guys, I'm really excited to be here on LA Talk Radio with To The Max. I missed y'all last week, but I'm here and I'm going to be here. Even if I'm not live in August, I'm going to try to be live for all you devoted listeners out there and for everyone who gets all my shows on archive, because we do archive our shows on LA Talk Radio. I got to plug again, drink Arizona iced tea, people. It's so good. I'm drinking it as I'm taking breaks. So it's going to be great. I'm trying to get Stacy on the phone right now. So hopefully we can get her on. I want to say hi.
You have reached the fashion home of Stacy Angela Enterprises.
How sexy was that voicemail, Stacy Angela? Let's see. I know she was trying to call me, but either way, it's fantastic, everything that's going on. Summer's here, everyone. You know what I say? Don't drink and drive. Stay over at a friend's house. They might become your next lovers. I'm so excited. I had Elizabeth on the show tonight. I had Ellen Stagg on the show. I had Brian on the
show.
You
have reached the fashion home of Stacy Angela Enterprises.
Please leave so
a message with your name, number, and manner of business, and someone will be so sure to get back in contact with you within the next.
How sexy is that voice? I could just listen to that voicemail. I don't know if we're going to get Stacy on the line, but you know what? I want to say thank you. Oh, congratulations, Miss Venezuela 2008. Miss Universe, do your thing, represent. What else? Oh, Diane, it was so great to see you today. And unfortunately, To The Max is going to have to come to a closure. So I want everyone out there to remember, summer's here. Don't drink and drive. Stay over at your friend's house. They might become your next lover. Check out MaxTucci.com, MaxTucci.com. Check out Ellen Stagg's websites. And you guys, thank you so much for listening to The Max. And like I always say, I'm your host, Max. And wherever you're listening, I think you all should take life to the max. Sam, I'm out of here. Rock and roll.
You're listening to The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.